Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Oh, hell no, we're looking at the real gangster shit. Cause when it comes to the real niggas, it makes the shit that much harder to deal with.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up. Bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Cassidy the Hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mo. Easy.
Yeah. Just keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
Man, don't change that dial. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you're tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that dial. Wait, man.
Bernie Dollars, the Queen of Trap, representing Crenshaw. And you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
Shout out to the live show on Friday night off the cuff radio. And I'm live on the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
What it is, what it ain't, what it do. It's Chilly Chill from that original Lynch Mob. And Off the Cuff Radio is always where it's at on Friday nights. West, y'all.
Get hit like John Kennedy. Rap game so lame is oversaturated. I'm not fascinated, I'm now activated. Felony, who marched to my melody? Or any given Sunday, a player like Bill Bellamy. I'm on my pimp shit, move like I'm limping. A Ranger Harlem, rap Harlem, nigga, no flinching. From Sugar Hill to Killer Hill, niggas get money. What you want from me? No milk, honey. All status, showtime, no magic. Guns, built by crackmatics. Rap addicts, be like he's back at it. The million dollar man, that's reformatted. Programmed from the off-spark. Slick how I talk, glide when I walk. The nucleus, never on that goofy shit. Home team for life, yeah, the most dubious. La, 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 let's go, la, 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 la. Let's go, la, 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 la. Let's go, la, 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 la. Let's go, get your hands up. Moving side to side, it's our time to ride. La, 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 let's go, la, 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 let's go,
la, 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 la.
Under a pale moon, I pass a crazy, move crazy while in the any tune. March like a million men in D.C. No, and a beastie full of rage, unleash me. Fuck a rap beat, better check my rap sheet. Pure athlete, run circles like a track meet. Take a backseat, keep it sexy between sheets. Chocolate drops, pop a lock on Beach Street. Lady sings the blues and blow the trumpet guard. Full repertoire, fire arms like Vietnam. Be a con, Empire State, King Kong beating on my chest. Take a back like on the bomb. It's more better, more cheddar, my ugly sweater. Holidays, getting paid like more better. Sings the blues, who's who, the blues clues. Pay dues, wear shoes on fake news. Current events, won't even repent. Make sense, turn on the lens without
follow content. Grab soprano, too hot to handle. A sleek vandal, I'll dismantle finger snaps like I'm Thanos. Playing piano, now blow out the candles. A dog, binge, mask, Avengers, when we creep out the shadow. Birth of a nation, waiting for Big Brother. I'm Danny Glover, leap the weapon like no other. La, 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 let's go, let's go. 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 Get your hands up, keep them high. Move from side to side, it's our time to ride. La, 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 let's go, let's go. La, 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 let's go.
Yeah, what it do, y'all? Episode 410 of the Live is the most direct show on the streets, in the game, on the net, off the cuff radio, man. What's good with y'all? I'm your host, King Eric the Great, and I got my co-host, T-Max with the Facts, joining us for episode 410.
What it do, 410, we at it again, OTC, the hottest show, most unique in the universe of Uncut Dope. I'm the co-host, T-Max. Shout out to our co-host, the Spirit, a lot of Sandman, Lady Chinchilla, our sponsors, Core Financial, Jesse's Boutique, King Air Productions, Da Vinci Clothing, Buddy Boy Entertainment, and Dirty Basement Radio. We are live and direct for another fantastic Friday. And King, we on the hot woo streak, man. We got another member, man.
Yes, sir, man. This guy here, as you can tell by the song we just played called Fix Let's Go, been putting it down for Wu-Tang since its origin. I mean, you can hear his contributions in many of those tracks. He's rolled with them, solid heavy. And the cool part is, even with Wu-Tang celebrating their origins and their debut in the game, they just still getting started, man, because the legacy will never die. So without further ado, let's bring on my man, Judas Priest, yo.
Yeah.
Peace, peace.
Peace, man. What's going on with you?
So peace to God, everything wavy, my Lord. How are you?
Good, good. Look,
bless,
God, we good, man. Definitely. So, I mean, Priest, we on a hot streak, man. So we got another distinguished member of the clan, you know, man. So this is huge. We welcome you. We thank you for coming on.
Man, I appreciate y'all having me on.
Definitely. So I guess we get right to it. So, I mean, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell the people, you know what I'm saying. I mean, we got a couple hours. Let's go. Let's get it. I mean, you know, the whole history of all things, it is a yeah, man.
Man, you know, there's a damn regular dude that do hip-hop, man. You know what I mean? Wu-Tang, Brooklyn Zoo, do bullies, ghetto government officials, 144,000 children, few, just to name a few. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Been in the game for like a mad minute. You know, right now I'm on tour. You know what I mean? Working on, I actually just finished up the new album, so it's going to be dropping out in August. You know what I mean? So, you know, just gearing up for some things, man. Already dropped seven projects in one group album, so... You know what I mean? Discography is kind of crazy right now, too. Stay working, stay motivated.
Definitely, man. Definitely.
Go ahead. Yeah, you got the new project. What you have lined up for this third quarter coming up and this fourth quarter coming up? Because I know you got a lot of things in the works, man. And this is to keep your bass already in tune that's listening. Let us know what you got going on, bro.
I mean, like I said, right now we're on the Last Goodbye tour right now. You know, I got my brother Dungeon Master. You know what I mean? Supreme the Resurrector. You know, Dungeon Master's from Brooklyn Zoo. Supreme the Resurrector. Fire Nation Flames. My man Lights Out. Colleague Chef. My man Mick Driller. Keshana K. Lisi B. You know, those are my supporting acts right now. Plus, we're linking up with a couple locals right now. You know, in each individual city. We actually just came back from Illinois. Plain old Illinois, you know, we was in Denver for two shows the week before, and then Nebraska and all that too. So, like I said, right now, you know, just finishing my album, just gearing that up for the August release. You know, me and Smooth Mass Beats from Terror Squad / 144. You know, I mean, we got a joint project about to drop out too, called Swords of Heaven. Me and Supreme, you know, we back in the lab. We working on our joint. Everybody been asking for a project for me and him together. So, you know, we finally bringing that to fruition. And I got my own label too, on major distribution. So, Keyshawna K just dropped a new single. She was finishing up her project. Father Time has dropped. Smooth Mass Beats just dropped his album. So, you know, I mean, that's really just what it is for me, you know. It's just work. You know what I mean? Stay on the grind, stay focused. You know what I mean? We inspire so we can be inspired, you know?
Definitely.
And what keeps you guys, very inspired? Because you know how this game can be sometimes, man. This game can be very grueling. It could take your heart out, man. What keeps you guys inspired to keep...
I mean, for one, like for me, I don't speak for nobody else. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, man, if you can't be inspired by life itself, then, you know what I mean, we should reevaluate everything outside of the music in general. You know what I mean? If you wake up every morning, you got to understand that that's a blessing. You know what I mean? So each day that you wake up, that's a whole other blessing. So we got to be blessed and utilize our gifts. You know what I mean? And right now my gifts is doing a lot of things. You know, my children motivate me. My family motivates me. You know what I mean? People in the community motivates me. When I see people doing positive things, that's motivation right there, especially in the hood where the narrative is always negative. You know what I mean? So it's certain things that's always going to inspire, but it depends how how you have the look of that inspiration. You know what I mean?
Definitely. What was your introduction to hip-hop to really, you know, get you started in terms of what really made you want to do it?
I'm related to those dudes, so I was always around it. You know what I mean? My father was a DJ, my mom was a singer. Dude, my older brother. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just, you know, this is the culture itself too, man. I'm a late 70s, early 80s baby. You know what I mean? So I was there at the forefront. You know what I mean? Like I said, Everybody I was around, even from birth, you know what I mean, had their hands in music. So, you know, it's only right. You know what I mean? I played basketball professionally. I played football professionally. Like, music is what's stuck. Plus, I can't get injured.
Definitely. And tell us about, you know, in terms of your sports background, in terms of playing basketball and football. What was going on with that?
Yeah, I played all the way from AAU to college to the ABA. Tore my meniscus disc twice, gave it up. Yeah, even after I tore my meniscus disc, I was playing semi-pro football.
Mm-hmm.
And I just gave that up, you know what I mean, because I wanted to focus more back onto my music. I fell off of music for a little bit, but you know what I mean?
Understood.
I ain't trying to live my – I'm not Al Bundy. I ain't trying to live my glory years.
Podcast striking the pose and everything. And one thing about it, man, is you know when you look at the parallels of music and athletics, there's so many differences. You know, there's so many similarities. You know, in terms of the commitment, the perseverance, understanding. You know, the drive. You know, the training. You know, it's so many different things of it. When you look at a game today. Because obviously you're so well-versed from the athletic as well as the music, so you understand how much effort is put into both sides of it. What do you feel with the game today in terms of some rappers, in terms of how they go about, in terms of, you know, pursuing their endeavors in, you know, the hip-hop game?
That's funny that you just asked me that, because I just got off the phone before I called y'all. I was talking to my man from high school, and, you know what I mean, he made a statement that we almost went into a different direction. With hip hop, but he felt as though he made the right choice with it. My rebuttal for that was this. End of the day, if even from that beginning to right now, if you're continuously doing the one thing that you love, even if it's not hip hop, if you do that one thing that you love consistently and you know you're giving it your all, you know what I mean, and you're able to touch other people's heart, minds, and inspire them, then every decision that you made was the correct. Even if things went the wrong way, you're still correct because you was able to correct that wrong. You know what I mean? So, you know, everybody has a different method of doing things. Like, case in point, if I go into the studio, I'll lay down, you know what I mean, my first 16 bars, right?
Right.
And then I tell it, I engineer it to our own studio, so I'll go to the next stream, you know what I mean, and I'll re-record that bar over, but I know that if I listen to that playback while I record, I'm going to have more energy. And I know if even if I mess up a word in that, I know I'm able to correct that. I just need to hear it back. That's a weird method for an artist, but it works for me. You know what I mean?
Right.
There was plenty of times before then I would just record and just mess up a word, erase everything, go back and re-record it. I found the method. So, you know what I mean? There's no wrongdoing. You know what I mean? And how you doing it, man? Just, you know, put some consistency into it, put some belief, put some faith, put some love into it. You know what I mean? If it works for you, it works for you. You know what I mean? As far as the game, too, man, like, I don't, like, everybody get mad. You know what I mean? Be like, oh, these young boys is fucking up hip-hop. Young boys ain't fucking up hip-hop. Y'all old niggas fucking up hip-hop. End of the day. That's how I tell people. If you don't like what the young boys doing, then you shouldn't have been fucking self. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I cuss?
Yes, you can. This
oh, yeah.
Cuff, nigga.
Oh, good.
We are good.
All right, good. Yeah, I like the cuss when I'm making I like the cuss when I'm making real statements.
It's all good. Go ahead. Go
so
ahead.
If they saying that the young boys fucked up the game, fucked up hip-hop, then I'm not saying no. They did fuck up shit. Them old-ass niggas fucked up shit. All of us. We fucked it up. The reason we fucked it up, because we got selfish in our careers and the money we was fucking making and the things that we doing, that we forgot to reach back and teach.
You know, it's
if
funny,
you, like
it's funny you said, go ahead, yeah, it's, and it's
go,
funny you say
no,
that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, it's funny you say that. Shout out to, you know, Scoob, you know, from Dobbs Effect, you know, from Dobbs Effect, Scoob and Dre, you know.
Yo, shout out to Big Homie Scoob. What up, homie?
Yeah, me and Dre had a conversation a couple years ago. You know, when he was doing it, you know, when they did a show here, you know, I picked him up from the train station out here in VA, and we were just riding the car, you know, and we were just talking about it, and you know, Dre was talking about how with the game of it, you know, that a lot of times, like for a lot of the new rappers coming in during, and this is like the late 80s, early 90s, how a lot of the old school rappers weren't necessarily fond of the new guys coming in, you know, and how the game
is
started changing. Like,
right,
and how the game was.
Is it at the end of the day, you know what, let me summarize it for you. It's a generational curse in hip-hop, man. It's a generational curse in hip-hop. If everybody don't know what I'm talking about, I'll explain real quick. Less than 50 seconds. So from the beginning, so before the hip hop, the hippie to the hippie, you had disco tech. Everybody was doing disco tech and just doing rock and roll. You know what I mean? Hip hop, you know what
right.
I mean? Was Usher then. They said hip hop wasn't going to last long. I heard that all my fucking life. Hip hop not going to last long.
Right.
It was something new. Everybody couldn't do it. You know what I mean? So from the first hip hop artists, you know what I mean, up till Run-DMC. Run-DMC came in. They was like, nah, we not fucking with that. We not doing all that bullshit. That's what they said. But then when DMC takes it, they turn, even though LL Cool J was on the same shit that they was on, you know what I mean? They started hating on them. And then from that, you got your, from that era, you know what I mean? You got your X-Clans, your Poor Righteous Teachers, all the Black Militancy joints, and even NWA, because they was political too. For everybody who don't know that, they was political. If you listen to their music, they was telling y'all some real shit. And, you know what I mean?
True.
I'll get into that
True.
Later. You know what I mean? But then the generation before that started hating. Then comes the Biggie Nas's, Wu-Tang, Snoop Dogg's, Dr. Dre's and all that shit. Them niggas hate the niggas before that hated on these motherfuckers. Then from that golden era that's called, we got the Nellies, we got all the Ja Rules and the 50 Cents, and everybody like, yo, fuck this bullshit. We ain't doing that. And now, you know what I mean, we got the new age rappers, and everybody from before that is hating on them. It's a generational curse, man. Apple don't fall far from the tree. Who's going to break the chains? And that changed
now,
the mentality.
Now I want to ask you this. Now, do you think that has to do a lot of times in terms of people being stuck in terms of the culture in reference to the sonic nostalgia of which they came up in? And for a lot of times, because we're all older, so we have a certain nostalgia, but we're also not closed off to a lot of the new cats, you know, East and West Coast. You know, shout out you know, YG, shout out Griselda, Cam and China, you know, Kamaya, AD, you know, all of them, you know, East and West, you know, but we're still open to understanding that change is inevitable, just like time is inexorable in its march. Things are going to go in a different direction. Doesn't mean everything that happens in that time is good, but we can respect and love the stuff that is good with it. You know, shit is just
But you know why everybody else can't do that, though? You know why everybody else can't do that? I just said it in my last statement. And no, shout out to my brother, King Scratch from NWA. Listen, the reason people can't understand that is because the mentality is off.
Mm.
The mentality thing, man. In order for us to inflict change, we got to change the mind state. Once you change the mind state, you know what I mean, when you know better, you do better, right? So check this out.
Right.
When anybody comes to the full definition of, you know what I mean, this shit ain't for us. This new music right here,
mm-hmm.
It ain't for us. So you can even appreciate it. I appreciate art. Anybody who gets behind the mic and say what they got to say, you know what, I appreciate it and I respect you. But I have to let y'all know that, you know what, this is not for me. I have that understanding, but I'm not going to hate it because it's not how I do things. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's the problem. It's the problem. We say when we talk about generational curses, when we was coming up in this hip-hop game, you know what I mean? The way that we did it, like I said, they hated it before, but it was something new. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, at that point in time, it was for us. And if you look at that time, watch how we grow, you know what I mean, into our adulthood, you know what I mean, and our life change and we mature. The new shit that comes out is not for us because we surpassed that, you know what I mean, that mentality, that matureness. But that don't mean that we got to hate it. I'll tell you now, I remember when Soulja Boy first came out. Everybody was like, man, fuck that bullshit. I like Soulja
right.
Boy. Yachty's from my neighborhood, old neighborhood in Philly. You know what I mean? Like, listen, I like his music. I mean, I'm not Yachty. Vert. I like Vert.
Uzi Vert.
I like
Uzi
little
Vert,
Yachty.
Right.
You know what I mean? I like the boy that sang Panda. You know what I mean?
Designer.
I like
Griselda.
You know what I mean? It's certain things that I like. I might not like every song.
Right.
But it's not for me. It's for the youth. Of this generation. They don't make music for us old motherfuckers. They make music for them. And then here's the problem. Here's another problem that persists. Old motherfuckers. I'm gonna say it just like that. Old motherfuckers tend to put motherfuckers in boxes who don't belong in that damn box. Stop saying just because this person rap. Stop saying that they fucking hip hop. Like there's a fucking difference between hip hop and fucking rap. Point, you know what I mean, case closed. And if you listen to the new these new age artists, I'm not even going to call them rappers, the new age artists, half of them tell you, I'm not a rapper. Bert said that. Yachty said that. I'm a rock star. But we put, just because they rap on a song or they might rap, you know what I mean, on tracks every now and then, you know what I mean? They be like, he's a fucking hip-hop artist. No, there's a difference between hip-hop and rap. Hip-hop, let me explain for all those who's listening, man. Hip hop was the voice of the people. You know what
right.
I mean? When we talk about women's liberation, that's Queen Latifah, Moni Love. When we talk about fight the power, we talk about Public Enemy. When we talk about self destruction, we talk about that whole conglomerate. And every song
right.
is not a hip hop song just because it's from a hip hop artist. Every song is not, you know what I mean? Some songs is a rap song. You know what I mean? Waka Flocka said it a long time ago. You know what I mean? He was like, yo, I make music to party to. That's rap. It's the definition of the song. You know what I mean? Stop putting people in boxes who don't belong in that motherfucking box. Again, respect. Even if you don't like the music, yo, you still have to respect it. So that's the problem, man. Because old OGs, we want the youngest to respect us for what we did, but the OGs don't want to respect the youngest for what they doing. That's ass backwards. That's like if you work in the school and you come in to flick authority, you want to respect me because you have to. Says who? It takes respect to get respect. And if there's respect on the even keel, then we able to rebuild the fucking bridge. Maybe a conversation. If we respect these youngins right now to how they do things, whether you agree with it or disagree, as long as you respect it, then a conversation could be had. Like, yo, you know what? I like how you did that. You know what? Teach me. Teach me how you did that. I need. I don't work Instagram well. Well, I do, but I'm talking about somebody in general. I don't work Instagram well. Show me how to do that. Then the youngest will come up to you. He's like, yo, you got to do X, Y, Z, post at this time. But you know what? Let me give you a jewel. Yo, back in the day, yo, you wanted to really get your promotions up. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, get some flyers and just go meet people on the street. Because people want to know about, you know what I'm saying, about you as the person before the, you know what I mean, before the artist. Facebook is cool. But see, that shit can't happen because as OGs, we expect the respect, but don't want to give that respect. Listen, I respect everybody. I tell, as a matter of fact, when people ask me for collabs, they be like, yo, Judah, can you hop on this joint right there? I'm going to get a beat for you that fits your style. No, don't give me my style. Give me some shit that's you, bro. I'm going to feature all your shit. I can do anything. And it works,
man. I think another problem, too, is when you have a lot of the older heads, and mainly so a lot of fans, like, you know, they'll say that they want the old music back, but at the same time, when that person put out a product, nobody wants to support it. Like, they get all the followers, but when they drop the product, nobody's really supporting it, but they'll bash.
But that's not the artist. That's not the artist's fault. That's not the artist's fault. That's the engine's fault. It's the algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand that. It's the algorithm. What really moves? If I post a YouTube link on Facebook right now, I'm gonna get like 20, 30 fucking likes unless I pay to boost it, right? But if I post a picture, I'm going to get 275 to 5,000. It's the algorithm. We say, yo, listen, man, the engine controls the genre. This fucking radio right now. Ain't nobody playing no boom-bap rap right now. They're playing drill music. That's not the hardest part. It's the engine. It's the engine. That's why I respect shows like y'all. I respect everybody who, you know what I mean, who brings a balance to it. You know what I mean? Play a little bit of everything. You know what I mean? Like,
man,
that's what it's about. But these mainstream outlets, the mainstream engines, they have its own agenda. And then when people open up their minds and really do the knowledge, you know what I'm saying, understand who controls all this bullshit, niggas gonna be upset. The same nigga who owned Cable, Ted Turner, is the same motherfucker who owns Sloman Shield and also owns Gels, right?
Right.
But they also own Clear Channel. So here's the thing. If a person is not mentally strong, what the fuck? Listen, I tell people all the time, man, on the street you may be free, but the price on your life is low. But if you get locked up, yo, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's $35,000 a day to the system. So, when people ain't mentally aware of that, and they're mentally weak in certain aspects of their life, and I'm not saying everybody, you know what I mean, but the conglomerate, right? They had the mental weakness. If the same nigga who owns Cable, they gonna put fucking destruction. They gonna give y'all Love and Hip Hop. They gonna show you that all females like to fight. Then they gonna give you Marriage Boot Camp. If you want to see niggas, you know what I mean, aiming up their wifey and shit on there, right? But the same nigga who owns that shit owns the fucking radio. So what they want to do on the fucking Main Street radio, they're going to play every fucking song. Like, I got a gun, I got bitches, I got cars, I got money, I'm robbing niggas, I'm killing niggas, I'm doing this shit. And they're going to keep feeding you and 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 feeding you that same bullshit. Somebody else go get locked the fuck up,
man. You know, we got
the Jedi mind trick,
and we got it. Look, Judah, we gotta step back on some of this, and like, because you hit on so many great points. I'm gonna start with what you said about how the music is, you know, what's being put out. Me and King had a conversation a couple nights ago, and King had an epiphany, and it was so genius what he said when he talked about how the mixtape game, once that started getting canceled out, you know, from years back, that's how that kind of started constricting hip-hop, because that was back in the day when you had DJs that had the freedom to just put music out, you know what I'm saying, in terms of like, and then that got cut off. Shout out to, you know, our buddy Doug Young. You know, and Doug Young was talking about what you just said about how the corporate entities got their tentacles into it. And now, you know, these radio stations have a playlist. You know, I've said it on air before. Nigga, I'm 43 years old. I grew up in a time where with the radio, hip-hop radio, R&B radio, it was a mix. You could hear East Coast, West Coast. You could hear old artists. You could hear new artists. It was no regional discrepancies, and the DJs, which is their core of what their a true DJ is, they break records. DJs were allowed to break right. records, like you said. It's not like that now. You know, it's become corporate, Clear Channel, iHeart. Go ahead.
So two points. First, I want everybody who's listening to understand that this hip-hop game is a fucking business, all right? So even
True
if you
that.
Decide
True
that you want to sign a major fucking deal, you still work for hire. You were 1099, which means you got to claim your own taxes. Don't be Ron Osley. Don't be Lauryn Hill. Shit, don't be Wesley Snipes. All right? This is a business.
That's,
you
yeah,
know what I mean?
That is real.
But my number two is this. The DJ, the mixtape shit ain't really... It came because, you know what I mean, that was really the 50 Cent shit. He made that shit popular. Even though they was there before, you know what I mean, even with the cassettes back in the day with Biz and all. No, shout out to Biz, man. Rest in peace, bro. Shout out to
Rest
my brother, Black
to
Rob.
Life,
shout out to DMX, man. You know what I mean? Those are my brothers right there. But I'm going to take it a step further before they even mixtapes even got big like that, right?
Go ahead.
These motherfucking streaming services, bro. Sony... fucked up everything. Sony fucked up the game, man, with online digital distribution. Sony and Island Records, they fucked it up with digital distribution, because when digital distribution came out and Def Jam 2, you know what I mean, the digital distribution platforms came out, that took away the record labels. And we talk about the money that was missing to make the records, right?
Right.
But the artist development was now missing. You know what I mean? A lot of shit, the distribution channels was missing. That, yo, them distribution platforms, man, I don't give a fuck if it's TuneCore, Spotify, I don't give a fuck. It fucked up the whole game, yo. And here's the problem that really fucked it up. And, yo, no disrespect to anybody, man, but there's too many motherfuckers who comes out with labels right now but don't know the fucking business. Hands down. You got motherfuckers
Freak.
Who think that the publicist needs to do the work of the manager, and they want the manager to do the fucking work of the booking agent. You know what I'm saying? It's ass backwards, man. It gave people the opportunity to create their own business, but instead of creating their own business and studying it so they could be profitable and successful, yo, you know what, yo? I don't care that shit ain't mixed down all the way. You know what I mean? Just give me the rough joint, and I'm going to put this shit up on SoundCloud. Yo, that shit's a hit. Fuck out of here. No. It's not even 50% done. It took away the artist development. How many artists actually, before they got a performance and shit, how many actually practice? Like me and 144, my niggas practice. We go to a rehearsal studio, set the DJ up, go through everybody's set. I'm at a meeting right now. I'm supposed to be in a meeting right now. Like they in their meeting right now. Well, this is what we do. We have team meetings. It don't got to be the whole squad. It got to be the heads of the squad. You know what I mean? We come up with the ideas, boom, 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 boom. We take it back, give a vote, boom, 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 boom. Got to make the engine work, man. It's too many motherfuckers that's in the game who don't know shit about the game. The greatest thing that somebody ever fucking did for me was give me a fucking book, and they took the cover off of it, and they said, read this shit front to back. And at the end of the day, it was a book of contracts. I'm like, man, what the fuck? Why y'all got me reading this shit? But now I can read contracts.
Man.
The mentality is wrong. How many artists, watch this. Now times I say, like, when artists be like, I want to work with you. Boom, boom, boom. All right, yo, my first question is this. You got your publishing right? Yeah. I got publishing. Who your publisher? Sound Exchange. No, that handles your monetizing.
Like,
that's not publishing.
Like
ASCAP, you know what?
Like
it takes
ASCAP
three. It takes 3 minutes, man. Yo, go to BMI.com. Go to ASCAP. But just because you got those societies, don't mean that you got publishing. You got to take that $500 and shit. That, you know what I mean, niggas blow weed on weed and drinks and shit. Invest that shit into your future. You know what I mean? Build it up. Get it. You know what I mean, everybody talk about when they got money and songs. Listen, take $500. Go to the publishing society and shit that you created for fucking free, and now you start your own publishing company, and that coincides with the publishing society, and then the publishing society goes over to Sound Exchange. Sound Exchange is going to monetize all your digital streaming, whether it's YouTube, Rumblefish, Spotify, TuneCore, Tidal, anything that's online streaming. Shit, it even monetize that piff.
Hmm.
But people don't know that because nobody wants to study it. And that's why I go back to what I said earlier. It's not the youngest fault, it's the OG's fault. Because if motherfuckers would have stopped being selfish and shit and sat down and had a conversation and tell them these things, then boom, this is why I'm speaking freely about this. Because even if motherfuckers don't know me or whatnot, at the end of the day, you can never say that you never heard this information nowhere. That's why I'm pausing from everything else we talk about so this message can get out, because too many artists, like, artists don't even understand that once you got your publishing set up, every time you get the first 30 seconds, you know what I'm saying, of a stream, you done got paid five times off of one royalty point. You got downloads, you got sales, you get a performance, which is the stream, and then you get another performance if you perform it live. Then you got a writer's credit.
Yeah.
People don't understand. They be like, what you mean? They be like, what you mean? If I perform this song live, yes, you get a... Listen, everybody watch this, man. People be talking about something like, yo, you got to invest in your future. Yo, give me $500. You perform for 7 minutes. Let me tell y'all how to make... If y'all smart enough to pay that, you know what I mean? Let me tell you how to make your money back real fast, man. Because if you signed up on BMI or you signed up to ASCAP, you go in there, you got a, on the left-hand side, they got a button that says live, right? You hit that button, and you can stream live, just like Facebook Live and whatnot, of your whole performance. You don't collect it money. You know what else you can do? When you book the show, ask if the venue is BDS ready. Ask if it's BDS ready. Now, you also need BDS and before you even upload your shit, the CD Baby and TuneCore, you should BDS. It takes 24 hours to encode the one song. But if you got the song BDS, you can go to any venue and be like, yo, is this BDS ready? Because if it is, hey, yo, guess what? They gotta calculate that you performed this song, and they got to report it back to your publishing and Sound Exchange. Ain't God good?
Man,
Dude, we're getting wisdom, and we're not even fully through the show, and we still got a ways to go. Because what you said, Judah, because we got to step back a little on some of the stuff you said. I remember it was in XXL Magazine. This was some years ago. And on Off the Cuff Radio, for having individuals like yourself, and we got to say, thank you so much for really giving us props about a really, bigging up our show about us with our contributions, man, because we really appreciate that as much as we appreciate you being on the show.
I've been saying it since the first time I was on your show, beloved. I'm always in tune.
Yeah, on this show, we all, King and myself, we always strive for the most accurate in our journalistic integrity. Sometimes we can get things wrong, but it's never on purpose, and it's definitely not for sensationalism. And we can only speak. Hello? Judy, you
go ahead, T-Man. Go ahead, T-Man.
Yeah, okay. But it's like, what I'm about to say is I've said it on air before, and it's only because we know this situation in terms of what happened, like with the locks with Puffy. And this was going back some years ago in XXL, and Styles was talking, because everybody knows the situation happened with the Locks and Puffy, how he had their publishing. And, I think it was Styles that said, when you get a record contract, it's like 100 fucking pages, like a nigga can't read unless you got a lawyer, with a whole bunch of words you're not going to understand. you know, and, you know, if you don't have that savvy, because that's one of the first things they'll tell you when you get in this game and you're going to be seriously, get a good lawyer, because you're going to have someone that can understand these contracts.
Everybody look up Leslie Sawyer. Look up Leslie Sawyer.
Yeah.
Look up Leslie Sawyer. Before, you know what I mean? He's an artist lawyer. He's a music lawyer. Hey, yo, you know what's funny that you brought up the lock shit? You know what?
Go ahead.
Listen, as you can tell, I do a lot of studying when it comes to this culture. And I'm
right.
A fan of all music. I done had my mom, you know what I mean? Me and my mom and my kids was taking a ride today, son. And I was playing Lisa Loeb. Like, I listen to all kinds of music. I can't listen to rap music all the time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. I study and I watch documentaries. So it's funny that you said the locks. You definitely don't want to be the locks, but you know who you damn sure don't want to fucking be?
Who's that?
George motherfucking Clinton.
Man,
you
dude,
and
I
don't
had a conversation about him because he doesn't own any of his music, from what I understand.
Outside of Atomic Dog, he don't own nothing because he gave it away for all the artists. Listen, man, each his own. But if you're doing drugs and shit, you know what I mean. You think that's the fucking life, man? Be careful, because that's when niggas really try to get over on you. George Clinton, you know what I mean? He got in debt with some drugs. He wanted some more. You know what I mean? Drugs and shit. So he's like, yo, listen, I'll give you my publishing for, you know what I mean, for a couple, you know what I mean, bundles of fucking drugs and shit, and, you know, give it reverse back to me in 10 years. But they gave him the drugs and shit, and had him sign a contract, and they photocopied his signature, and they put it on another contract, so it didn't revert back in 10 years. They put their signature on the joint right in front of his face, and it says we own his publishing forever. He's still fighting.
And that's why he has to do all the touring that he does. That's why he has
mm-hmm.
to, for those that don't know, that's why he has to do all that touring that he does, because financially, and no shade to the legend, but it's facts. What Judah is saying is absolutely 1,000% positively true. That's why George Clinton, when you see him, that's why he's always touring, because he doesn't own, except for one song, he doesn't own any of his music. You know, and
y'all find out
unfortunately,
about Tommy Dog was a mistake too. Let y'all know that that song was a mistake, and his one mistake was a fucking hit. I'm telling you, it could be done.
Yeah, man, but that's wild, man. I mean, that's crazy, you know, and when you talk about, you know, because you know, we talk about when you're looking back at being when we look at how the game changed with social media for us. Because you shouted out Soulja Boy. Am I a big fan of his music? Not necessarily. But one thing I can say about Soulja Boy, about DeAndre,
he changed the game.
Way, he did. I mean, he was really the first to take it online in terms of really monetizing, and not so much monetizing, but using it as a marketing tool to get his name out there. And you know, people don't understand. Like, he was DeAndre Cortez Way was a millionaire before he got his deal. And if not a millionaire, he was damn close to it, because he was already doing shows down south before he got on with Mr. Collie Paul. You
facts.
Know, so he was already.
I'll do you one better. I gotta get a homie props, man. Listen, as grown ass men, we wanna have a truth moment for everybody.
Hmm.
If it wasn't for Full Force, a lot of artists wouldn't be here. Them Kid and Plays and Salt and Peppers, all that shit. Full Force got their hands, even them Mariah Carey. Full Force played the background. Never, you know what I mean, they get credit, but people don't know. You see what I'm saying? But
right.
The only other person outside of that, if it wasn't for Soulja Boy, YouTube wouldn't be popping. MySpace there, so he got discovered off of fucking MySpace. But what people don't know about him is because he's so smart, they don't know that half of the fucking artists that comes out right now goes through him. He's responsible for a lot of the new age artists. Listen, on some real shit, if it wasn't for Soulja Boy, niggas never had fucking Justin Bieber. If it
That's
wasn't
true.
For Soulja Boy and Justin Bieber, y'all never have a Tyler the Creator. Y'all never have an Odd Future. You never would have had Sean Kingston. You wouldn't have fucking Akon. Look at that.
And probably not even Drake. You know, because Drake, you know, when they were back
Drake,
in the day,
yeah.
you know, were doing, yeah, they were doing their thing on MySpace. You know, him and Noah 40
no,
should be.
No. What I'm saying is Soulja Boy had his hands on all them artists, including Drake. Like, yo, Drake used to rap. What's the female name? Before he became this person that he is now, he was a conscious rapper. Oh my God, I can't think of her name. I just watched her interview. You know what I mean? Like, yo, like, so it's Soulja Boy, man. He helped get people platforms from behind the scenes, then took it to social media, and he's a tech genius. Him and Chameleon there. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Here's one problem, man. If anything, might not like his music, but if one thing that you got to respect for Soulja Boy is this, and Chameleonaire too, they are living proof that you don't just have to be the hip hop artist, man. You could do every other thing, man. You could be the hip hop artist. You could be the engineer. You could be an actor. Shit, you could take a couple dollars and invest that shit. Jay-Z did it. Cameron did it. You know what I mean? Invest it. You know what I mean? Learn how to create apps. Then you create your own app. They are living proof. And being an independent artist is way better than being on the major people. I'm just letting y'all know that, you know what I mean? Like Wiz Khalifa, Macklemore, yo, these motherfuckers got Grammys and everything being their own label. But again, it goes back to what I said. You got to study the game. You got to learn the lingo, learn the language, learn the game.
Yeah, that's right there.
Yo, listen, I don't want to have to cut this joint short, son. I have to get back into this meeting.
Understood.
I have to. I'm sorry for the, you know what I mean, for the abruptness, but
no,
they're
dude,
actually waiting
good.
On
you
me.
Good.
But like, yo,
no,
if y'all want to do
good.
A part
you
two, man, yo, y'all can hit my publicist up. You know what I mean? We can get it again.
Definitely.
We got it. Most def, man. We appreciate you joining us, man. So handle that business, man. We're going to set something up again for August. So we're going to get in part two.
And I'm
in VA.
I want y'all to know I'm in VA, too. So, you know what I mean? I'm around. Oh.
What part
August
of VA?
August 14th, man. I'm in Rich.
Okay, Richmond. Okay.
Hollis Springs area. I'm in Hollis Springs area.
Okay.
Yeah, but yo, check it out. If anybody in the North Carolina area, please, August 14th, come to Party Animal Garage, man. Doors open up at 7 o'clock. I'm rocking out. I'm bringing 144,000 shows, a few with me. There's going to be a couple Wu-Tang surprises in the building, man. It's going to be a big night. You know what I mean? Shout out to my brother, DJ Cad X. Shout out to my sister, Angela Covington, who's my publicist. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody, man. If y'all in the North Carolina area, August 14th, y'all don't want to miss this, man. They're serious.
Definitely, man. Look, we appreciate you so much,
bro.
For the jewel. Man, thank you again. You're welcome back anytime, and we can't wait to do it again.
Hey, man. Yo, hit Angela up, man. Let's get the part two together.
What time are you working tomorrow?
No doubt.
All right, well, peace.
All right, peace.
One.
I think it's
fine. All right. Okay, and on that note, for another outstanding episode of All